Welcome to our special edition of Scoop News Group's AI Week podcast. I'm Wyatt Cash, and we're here at Google Cloud Next in Las Vegas. And joining us here in the public sector booth on the expo floor is...
Hi, I'm Partha Pirambali. I'm a senior IT officer in the World Bank. I'm currently leading the enterprise search for the World Bank, and we do AI and search capabilities using Vertex Search in the bank today.
Hi, my name is Wakas Huck. I'm a chief technology officer at Aerotech. Aerotech is a data science firm with a focus on implementing AI solutions on the Google Cloud platform.
Well, terrific. And gentlemen, welcome. I appreciate your taking a few minutes to join us here at the Google Cloud Next Summit in Las Vegas. And we're here at the public sector booth on the show floor. And Partha, I'd like to start with you. Just give us a quick kind of level set on your responsibilities, your portfolio, and how AI factors into your work.
Sure. So World Bank, we always call it a knowledge bank. So we have about 70 years worth of data that sitting in PDFs, in text formats, in links, in pages, in blogs. So what we're trying to do is basically take all this data, put this into Vertex AI Search, and try to make some meaningful impact of it. So our clients, our folks who wants to use it can learn a lot of things from it. So with the PDFs that are sitting that are super old, we are able to get summary, use AI technologies, bring in results that are relevant, and definitely productivity value for our staff.
Terrific. And talk a little, if you will, about, so what AI or generative AI projects, what one or two are highest on your priority list that you're working on now?
Sure. So most of our, since I lead the enterprise search piece of it, most of it is coming as probably the vertical searches. We have something called as documents and reports, which is probably 500,000 worth of our PDFs and records. We want to create generative AI, first draft, zero draft documents from these. So what we do is like we create projects, and each of this project, there are a lot of research assistants who work along to see, read through the lessons learned from the previous projects, and then create a draft for us to start off. Now with the AI in picture, these projects could be uploaded and it generates a zero draft document for our program assistants and researchers to start off with, and that's actually a useful productivity value for our staff to start off and then just implement more on it.
Makes sense. And then Wakas, talk to us about what is the kind of challenges that you found that the World Bank was working with, and how did your firm kind of figure out, you know, what was the right steps forward to really up level with AI?
So one of the things I always tell the World Bank, and when me and Partha are talking, is that World Bank is one of the most mature organizations when it comes to search and what they expect in a search platform. So some of the things we've been working with the World Bank is on is like, how can we bring up together all of this data and offer a blended solution, a blended search solution, first of all, and then how can we address some of the different use cases based on the person's persona? So for instance, the documents and reports, those are consultants looking for detailed information. Whereas most of the employees that are searching, they're just looking for quick like links or quick information, right? So how can we bring all of this information together into a single platform, which is Vertex AI Search, and really make the user experience, optimize the user experience for all of the World Bank users?
And then Partha, can you give us an example of how World Bank employees are better able to meet its mission in all the countries that you're trying to support, that where AI has actually made a difference?
Sure. So one, this whole summary piece where a particular content from a PDF that's sitting somewhere developed 10 years or 15 years back comes up on top for the users to see right away. So the instant answer where you don't have to go discover among hundreds of links to figure out, that's one of the immediate value proposition that we see. The second is basically the ability for the AI to detect the intent of the user. So if I'm searching for a person or searching for a project, searching for a document, so giving them the right information immediately, which doesn't exist because earlier it was just a keyword match. I could search benefits and I don't know whether I'm doing a HR benefits or some other benefits, etc. So from that perspective, figuring out the intent, figuring out who you are, and also giving you the result that really matters actually has improved our search productivity very much. So we are getting there, but the main thing is making sure that the intent and the response is actually as accurate as possible. So AI is playing a super critical role in that.
Terrific. Well, this next question is for both of you, and Wakaska, I'll ask you first. What have you heard here with all the announcements at this Google Cloud Next Summit? They've rolled out a huge amount of new products, capabilities, and so forth. But what one or two things did you come away with that you felt was most interesting to you in your role, and also what you think will be helpful for the World Bank?
So one of the most interesting things we've seen here is how Google is integrating AI into a lot of their enterprise offerings, such as BigQuery, being able to create, do semantic searches on your BigQuery data sets. And some of the things actually we're using today were we're ingesting mounds of data into Vertex AI search. There were a bunch of announcements on Vertex AI as well, where it, the tool, Google is really taking away the toil of bringing your data into GCP and then exposing it to AI to really gain some insights and increase user productivity. So it's been really exciting to see all the integrations that are now being offered. And the other thing is, you know, with the release of Gemini 1.5, we'll start, we've talked about it at the World Bank, of how we can use it to really, going back to the word productivity, right, really get ROI instead of just implementing it for the sake of implementing it. So that's what is really exciting for us in the near future.
I'm sure the upgrade to be able to stream a million tokens now, much bigger volumes of content than we were able to do just even a year ago, has got to be a big help for big enterprises.
Absolutely, because the bank, World Bank, has different media types of files as well, where they have podcasts, they have videos, all of this different type of content, right? So you're not just limited to structured and document data. You can now do other types of media as well.
And part of what did you come away excited about?
So one thing that was super interesting was, as much as I was waiting for Gemini 1.5 Ultra to be released, actually one message I got from a couple of sessions is like, bigger need not be better. So like, you could actually go to the regular Gemini 1.0 models, get what you need, and probably have specific use cases where you need the 1 million tokens to do what you need. So 50 to 70% of things could be done by a regular model like Gemini 1 or even a lower model like Text Bison. But I think that if you really have a use case where you want to just go against a big document or multiple documents, then you probably use Gemini Ultra 1.5. So I got the point saying like, maybe like for use cases where we really needed to chunk lot more documents, I'll start using Gemini 1.5. But for cases where it's a very simple, straightforward answer, probably Gemini 1 is more than enough. So bigger, not better, was the message I got, basically.
I love that, because we're all chasing shiny objects around here, and there's no shortage of those, right? So part of, in closing, what's on your near-term horizon next, where you see the capabilities of AI elevating some of the larger mission work that the World Bank is doing?
Yeah, so as I started off earlier, one thing is, if you're able to bring in documents that are sitting in the bank's repositories for years and years and discoverable for our staff, that's a measure of success for us. So from that perspective, I see that AI is going to play a very, very, very critical role. And we are actually in the plans of rolling out Vertex Search with our 500,000 records of documents and reports. That's our knowledge repository, along with a mix of our structured content, which is our people, projects, and bring it under all under one umbrella with search and LLM capabilities. So I'm super excited for that, and hopefully it's a success story for us.
Well, that excitement is clearly reverberating around the room here. A lot of people seeing a lot of possibilities. Well, Partha and Wakas, thank you so much for joining us here. Really appreciate it, and best of luck as you move forward.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wyatt.